Hey everybody, it's such a joy for me to be with all of you today. Thank you so much for dropping by. Just want to declare that God has great things in store for you as well. Before I go into the message that I have in store for you today, I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms that I'm available on. You can check out my content on Instagram. You can also connect with me through Facebook and Parler. You can also subscribe for daily inspirations through WhatsApp. And you can also get regular content on YouTube. Don't forget to get my books, both my first one, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, as well as my second one, Unveil Your Purpose, which became a number one on Amazon, which will help you discover your purpose and to start walking in it as well. You can get more details at www.johngifter.com. And I encourage you to rate this podcast in the platform that you are listening to and also give a review so that it will boost and help reach more people. And thank you so much for listening, and do share it around with your friends and loved ones so that it will be a great blessing to them as well. Now let's go to the session that we have for today. I'm going to talk to you today about how to pray according to God's will, or how to pray when you do not know what is God's will, how to pray when you do not know what is the right prayer to pray in your circumstance. The Word of God says in 1 John 5:14 that God hears us when we pray according to His will. But the problem is, in many occasions, we find it difficult to discern His will. Some of us may be able to hear the voice of God and know this is what God's will is for the circumstance. But in many occasions, we do not know what is God's will. Whereas the Word of God says that He hears us, and when He hears us, He will answer us when we pray according to God's will. So that's why it's so important for us to discern what is God's will with regard to our circumstance, so that we pray the right kind of prayer, so that our prayers will be effective. Many a times we just pray whatever comes to our mind. We just pray, okay, I want this to happen, and it doesn't happen because that's not God's best or God's choice or God's will for us, and then we get offended with God. But today I'm going to share a very important key. I'm going to share, in fact, three top things that you can look at and see how you can pray according to God's will. How to know how to pray when you do not know what to pray. The first key to know how to pray according to God's will is to pray the Word of God. Because let me tell you something, our ultimate authority is the Word of God. And the Bible says that God has established His Word above His name. The Bible says heaven and earth shall fade away, but His Word will remain forever. So the skeleton for our decisions, or the constitution for our life, is the Word of God. That means every decision we make, we have to dive in to see, in the light of the Word of God, it should not contradict the Word of God. Because the Word of God is the framework, the Word of God is the constitution, the Word of God is the ultimate deciding factor to discern what is God's will. So you have to understand that if you do not know what to pray, or how to pray with regard to a circumstance, you can pray the Word of God. Now, what do I mean by that? Let me give you two examples. If you're praying that you're in lack and you do not know how to pray according to God's will, God's will is not for you to stay in lack the rest of your life. Maybe there's a season you're going through, maybe a wilderness or a testing season, but God's will is that He will meet your needs according to His riches in glory. That's what the Bible says in Philippians 4:19. So the right way to pray according to God's will for your circumstance with regard to your needs is to pray, God, I thank You because You're going to meet my needs according to Your riches and glory. That's God's will for your circumstance. That's the right kind of prayer to pray if you are praying from a place of lack, or if you're praying for your ministry, your career, or your business. You don't need to pray that, God, let me just sustain here, God, let me just manage somehow the rest of my life. No, God always wants us to go from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. That's the right kind of prayer to pray. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:18, the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter. It's not for you to just stay stagnant right where you are. That means if today your business, your ministry, or your personal life, you are in a certain place, it's God's will to take you from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. It's His will to take you from a place which is bright to a brighter place. So the right prayer to pray in such a circumstance would be to pray according to the word of God, which is, God, I thank you because you're going to expand my territories. I thank you because you're going to make my name great. I thank you because my path is going to get brighter and brighter. So that's why it's important for you, once again, to know the word of God. Only then you can pray the word of God. So that's number one. The second way to pray when you do not know how to pray. See, it's very important that you and I involve the Holy Spirit. All right. Many people fail to do that. They just don't involve the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, it's very important that we involve the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, the Bible says in Romans 8:26, for we do not know what God wants us to pray, but the Holy Spirit's pray. The Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Now, let me explain this to you. We do not know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit knows. The Bible says in John 16:13, for when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak of His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are yet to come. So you do not know what is the right way to pray. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. You have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible says. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and be led by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14. For those who are led by the Holy Spirit are sons of God. So the second key to know how to pray is you take time to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, those are topics we can cover in depth, but today I'm just going to share this important key. Take time to be led by the Holy Spirit. Take time to be filled by the Holy Spirit. So you're so consumed and filled with the Holy Spirit that you will know this is what the Holy Spirit is leading you to. That's why the Bible says He will lead you. When you're a son of God, He will lead you. Romans 8:14. John 16:13. For when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. That means if you do not know what is the truth or what is the right kind of prayer to pray, He's going to guide you. And He will declare to you the things that are yet to come. You don't know how to pray with regard to your future. He will tell you, okay, God, I do not know whether I should choose option A for my career or option B. But God knows. The Holy Spirit knows. So when you do not know which option to pray, you can just say, God, Holy Spirit, you lead me into this. And the third thing I want to share, this is so important, guys. This is so important. I always say this is so important because many people neglect the aspect of speaking in tongues. And I know there are so many benefits of speaking in tongues. And today, one of the points you need to understand is 1 Corinthians 14:2. For anyone who speaks in tongues does not just speak to people, but speaks to God. And they utter mysteries by the Spirit. And you have to understand, there is something called the angelic or heavenly language when you speak in tongues, when you're communing with God. So when you do not know how to pray, just allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and start speaking in tongues. Because when you start speaking in tongues, you are edifying yourself. At the same time, the interpretation of the dream or God's will and the clarity for what God wants you to do is going to come when you start speaking in tongues. So it is very important for you to start speaking in tongues, because that's a great way for you to discern what is God's will, how to pray according to God's will. See, I'll tell you one more practical benefit of speaking in tongues according to God's will. See, now, for example, if God's will is for you, if it's a career choice, okay, you want to choose between option A and option B. If God's will is for you to choose option B instead of option A. You can always pray, God, I don't want option A. Let option B, that whichever is your will, let it happen over my life. But now just imagine you have to pray for a loved one who is sick. Is it easy to pray for them when they're your loved one? But again, you have to pray according to God's will. Let me explain this to you. Yes, God heals. I agree to that 100%. But there is an aspect, the Bible says that God will fulfill the number of our days. The Bible says that for it is appointed by God that man shall die once. So at any given point of time, a person, even whether they are saved or they're, you know, in faith or whatever, they have going to die, because this is part of, you know, the deal that came because of the fallen nature of man. But here's the thing you need to understand. So if, you know, the certain person, it's their appointed time to die, or if it is that person's, you know, God is going to finish, you know, the number of days that is appointed for that person. So God's will for that situation is that that person should die. So how do you pray according to God's will in such a circumstance? In natural sense, it's so difficult, right? Like, can you imagine in natural sense you telling, okay, I love this loved one so much, but I just say, God, you know, since it's your will and you're shown to me, it's your will that this person is going to go away, so take them away. It's not easy for us in our natural mind to pray like that. And in such a case, speaking in tongues is so beneficial, because many times we don't know what we are praying, but still God does the work in us, and we are praying according to God's will, and God prepares us, God protects us. And that's a practical benefit of speaking in tongues when you do not know how to pray according to God's will. So I just want to share these 3 points and remind you. Number one, if you do not know how to pray according to God's will, learn to pray according to the word of God. The second thing is, be filled with the Holy Spirit and allow Him to lead you to pray the right kind of a prayer, and definitely you will pray according to God's will. You're not going to, the Holy Spirit will lead you into all the truth, not into falsehood. And thirdly, speak in tongues. That's a great way for you to speak or pray according to God's will. And last but not least, but I also want to tell you, when you've done all of that, the best thing to do is do what Jesus did and say, not my will, but your will be done. God, I still do not know exactly what to do. I still don't have full clarity, but God, I'm just commit myself into your hands. And like Mary, whatever His plan is, I say yes to it. Not my will, but let God's will be done. Like Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane, yes, it would be great if you would take away the cup from me, but not my will, but your will be done. So that's the ultimate one-line sentence you can say over your circumstance and give your life to God, because you know that the God we serve knows what's best. We know that the God we serve, you know, honors that when you surrender yourself and tell Him, God, not my will, but your will be done. I hope this message blessed you. God bless you. I hope you were blessed, encouraged, and enriched by the message that you just listened. I just want to remind you that you can connect with me through the various social media platforms like Instagram, Parler, and Facebook. You can also subscribe for daily inspirations through WhatsApp. And don't forget to check out my regular content on YouTube. And also, you can get my books, both Who Am I? As well as Unveil Your Purpose, on Amazon and various other portals as well. You can get more details at www.johngifter.com. And if you'd like to connect with me for any other reasons like collaboration or to share the word in any other platform, do connect with me. Would love to hear from you guys. And do rate this podcast and review it in the platform that you're listening, and share it around so that it will bless more people. Thank you so much. God bless you.